We figured that if we can get this group of kids excited about vegetables and gardening, and that we might be able to take that nationwide.
Teaching kids to garden and eat their vegetables? Now there's a classic First Lady project. But local governments across the nation have taken a more forceful tact.
An extra 12 cents on a can of soda would raise nearly $1 billion.
Whether it's San Francisco banning Happy Meal toys, New York targeting salt, or, most recently, South LA permanently banning new fast food restaurants altogether.
Fast food restaurants had the ability to come into our community and by right build stores.
Los Angeles City Councilman Bernard Parks says there are simply too many fast food restaurants in his district.
About 70% of our restaurants are fast food. Minimal to no restaurants, sit-down restaurants, or alternative food sources.
A fast food restaurant, which is defined as one with pre-made dishes and a limited menu, cannot open in the 8th or 9th districts. If one tries to do so, Parks or Councilmember Jan Perry will deny approval of its business permits. Still, Parks bristles at the word ban.
We've never had a ban. We have a process that requires they can no longer go by right, so there's no ban. We're going to give the community options other than fast food. We hope that giving options of less fried food and incentives to bring in grocery stores that bring fresh fruits and vegetables and non-processed food, that we're going to make an impact on the health and welfare of the community.
Will this non-ban of fast food improve the health and welfare of South LA's residents?
People single out fast food because of what I refer to as the health nuts out there.
Chaz Weaver, a fitness and weight loss consultant in Huntington Beach, is skeptical.
I'm a proponent that you can live a healthy life as long as it's in moderation.
Weaver knows a thing or two about fast food. He produced and starred in a documentary called Downsize Me.
Morgan Spurlock, I want you.
I eat McDonald's every single day, and generally about 6 meals a day.
But unlike Morgan Spurlock's McDonald's binge, Weaver's 30-day experiment didn't bloat or endanger him.
People think that if you eat McDonald's, all of a sudden it's so unhealthy, you're going to deteriorate yourself. Not only did I lose 8 pounds of body fat, I maintained my health and fitness level.
And even if you don't work out as much as Weaver does, he says it's still okay to eat fast food.
You can eat a moderate lifestyle, some fast food, some healthy food, things that you like. As long as it's in moderation, it's not going to deteriorate you. Go into your chain restaurants, your IHOPs, your TGI Fridays, your Claim Jumpers. Now, while I do eat at those restaurants, I have nothing against them whatsoever, but those sometimes have far more calories than you're going to find at a fast food restaurant.
Parks does seem to recognize that people can make unhealthy choices even when not eating at In-N-Out Burger or KFC.
Grocery store is not selling anything more healthy in many instances than the fast food restaurant.
So, if you can get unhealthy food at Trader Joe's or California Pizza Kitchen, and you can get healthy food at McDonald's or Wendy's, why single out fast food?
If you go to any community meeting in South Los Angeles in the 8th District and bring up the fact of fast food restaurants, you'll get an overwhelming nod that there are too many of them.
But not everyone living in Park District thinks that there are too many fast food restaurants.
I'm Jeremy Lankford, and we are at the Burger Stand, Crenshaw and Jefferson. We can come through anytime, get you some nice home-cooked food.
Jeremy and his mother run the restaurant, which is right down the street from Parks' office.
I don't think there could ever be too many fast food places. They're still buying it.
Their choices are driven by what people bring as opposed to what may be better for them. And in order to force choice into the market, we have to limit one that's over-concentrated and attract others that provide other options.
The idea that you can create more choices by reducing choices, I think, is a little bit self-refuting.
Matt Welch is a SoCal native and editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine.
Bernard Parks is punishing the people who are willing to do business in South LA. You will get people to come into your neighborhood when they feel like your neighborhood can support their business and that the climate to do business in that neighborhood is positive, period.
The fact is, there are fewer fast food restaurants per capita in South LA than there are in West LA or in LA County overall. It's just that there are fewer restaurants of any kind.
Someone may have a wonderful idea to bring in a fast food restaurant at a certain location, yet there's three on the other three corners. And we can sit down and say, you may want to think about another type business because we're not going to add to the overconcentration. We might discourage business people from going into a certain type of business. We have too many barbershops side by side. We hear the complaints from the community, we have too many wig shops side by side.
To let the community decide, which is what Bernard Park says needs to happen, the best way to do that is to stop rules that prevent natural choices from being made. This neighborhood particularly likes this service. Let the residents buy what they want to.
And if people want a quick, cheap meal, are they really going to replace it with a trip to a sit-down restaurant or a grocery store?
We live busy lives. We go to work. We have no time to get up, cook breakfast in the morning. We gotta run, go through a drive-thru and go to work.
And while it's easy to take shots at Taco Bell and Carl's Jr., what about would-be small businessmen like Jeremy?
The biggest things that politicians misunderstand about small business owners is, and I don't know if they ever own one, but it's very hard. This is a big accomplishment for us to have a place like this, and it was so much hard work. We get our hands dirty, and for them to try to determine what we should do or shouldn't do without ever being a part of it, it's kind of hard because this is how we make our living.
And Jeremy's little burger stand alone employs 10 people in a city with an unemployment rate far higher than the national average.
It feels good that I'd be able to give somebody a job. There's a guy walking around, you know, he doesn't have any money. He's like, man, can I clean up for you guys? You know, I gave him the power to do that, and then he ended up coming every night, and that's the guy who does it. He better put together, you know, he dresses nicer and other things like that. I was just glad I was able to give him a chance.
And I don't think we can make that argument about unemployment over health of the community. The community has a right to have input as to what they believe is an overconcentration.
For the time being, the First Lady has limited most of her efforts to educating children.
The goal is to make sure that kids grow up healthy, eating well, and living better and longer.
We are being treated as children, and I don't think it's right.
But local politicians in South LA and around the country continue striving to alter everyone's eating habits.
You have to train people as to what may be beneficial to them.
It's honestly none of their business. We know what we're eating. I don't think politicians should be able to tell somebody what to eat, how much to exercise. It's a free country. We should be able to eat what we want to.